Again, today's message is continuing in a series called Fulfilling Ministry. And today's sermon is entitled The Church's Work. Christ gave special gifts to the church so it could fulfill his work. So the reason for church, the reason that God implemented church is not so that we would just have a place to come, because the church is not a building. The church is the people who God has entrusted to fulfill the ministry that he has in this earth. We're going to begin in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 20. We're going to see how Christ gave special gifts to the church so it could fulfill his work. The reason that the church exists is so that each one of us would play a part in the maturity and the getting ready of those who are going to be the bride of Christ. Which bailiff daughter is getting married soon? All right, so she's going to be getting married next month. Is it next month? And so there's a lot she's not going to do by herself, right? So usually a bride doesn't take pictures at the wedding. A bride doesn't cook the meal, right? A lot of times the bride may not do her hair or own fingernails. A bride may not alter the dress. There's a lot of things that the bride does not do for herself. And we are the bride of Christ. So it takes everyone throwing in and helping out to get ready for the coming of Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is coming back. Show of hands about how many believe that Jesus Christ is returning to this earth. If your hand's not up, it's okay. It's still true. Okay. So he's coming back for a bride. Church, can you say a bride? Jesus is coming back for a bride without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. And a lot of times we can't see the entirety of ourselves to get ready. So God implemented it in a way that everyone would play a part in each other's success in getting ready. And everyone was given special gifts so that we could help the bride of Christ, which is the church, get ready for his coming. So everyone plays a role. So you're not here just to sit in a seat at this church. When you become a Christian, you become a son of God, you become a priest, a king, so that you might be ready and gifted with the power to influence others to mature in their walk with Christ. So let's begin. Verse 14. When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father. This is Paul praying for the church, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. So the first thing you must realize is that God empowers us, each of us, through his Holy Spirit with inner strength. So none of us do it on our own. It's not about your education. It's not about your accomplishments. When you're doing something for God, it is through his Spirit at work in you. Verse 17, then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. Verse 19 says this, may you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. So the first thing that we all have to understand and realize is this, how much God loves you. Because if you don't understand how much God loves you, we can't begin the process of becoming more complete and having the fullness of life and power that comes from God. So, church, can you repeat after me, please? God loves me. You've got to understand that. No matter how many sins you've committed, no matter how wrong you feel, no matter how much pressure it is to perform, we're not performing for God's love. He just loves us anyhow. He loved us before we were born. He loves us now, and he loves us throughout all of eternity. God loves us. Verse 20 now says this, now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or even think. So God is the author and the finisher of our faith. There is nothing more powerful than our God, not one thing. A lot of people are worked up about the eclipse tomorrow. Eclipses have happened the entirety of the earth's existence. So there's no reason to be afraid about anything tomorrow. Right? It's no different than us cutting the lights off in here and cutting them right back on, right? So it has nothing. The light of God is everywhere, so there's nothing to fear. Don't get caught up in the frenzy of fear. God is all powerful. Listen to me. That's his sun and that's his moon, right? And this is his earth and you are his people. And that's all that matters. Can we give God praise for that? We are not a fearful people. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Because listen, if you think the eclipse is awesome, wait till you hear the trumpet sound and wait till you see Jesus descending on clouds, right? And the earth begin to quake. That's what we're looking for. And the eclipse is just like a commercial. Right? The eclipse is a commercial. This is not the fullness of God's glory that's going to be revealed when he comes again. So, now, you need to understand, church, those that are born again, that you've been called and gifted. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 15. Therefore, I, a prisoner of serving the Lord, beg you to, and this is to the church, this message is to you, lead a life worthy of your calling. Church, say this with me. I have a calling. Kids too, all of you. Once you're born again, you need to understand that you have a calling. I have a calling. So the Bible says, I beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God. Church, say this with me. I have been called by God. Man, that's awesome. So listen to the instruction. Since you've been called by God and since you have a calling, listen to this then. This is what you need to be doing. Always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. For there is one body and one Spirit, just as you have been called to one glorious hope for the future. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and living through all. However, he has given each one of us a special gift. Church, say this with me. He has given me a special gift. You need to understand that once you became born again and a part of his family, you received a special gift. So just like Sister Bailiff over there is going to be getting married soon, she's not going to ask someone that's never baked a cake for her to ever bake a cake to make the cake, right? She's not going to ask any first-timers usually to do something. She wants to call those who are gifted. She's going to look for a gifted photographer, a gifted person that can cook, right? So it's not going to be Pop-Tarts and popcorn. There's going to be something good, right? So they're going to call on some good bakers and some good cookers, those who have been gifted. Church, say this with me. I have been gifted. You need to know that. You need to believe that the Lord has gifted you with a special purpose and special anointing that you can be a blessing to the body of Christ. So listen to this as we go on. However, he has given each one of us a special gift through the generosity of Christ. So, wow, Christ has been very generous with this gifting. That is why the scriptures say, when he ascended to the heights, he led a crowd of captives and gave gifts to his people. Notice that it says he ascended. This clearly means that Christ also descended to our lowly world. And the same one who descended is the one who ascended higher than all the heavens so that he might fill the entire universe with himself. Now, these are the gifts Christ gave to the church, the apostles, The prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers, their responsibility is to equip God's people. So you are God's people, and these five gifts that God has given, their responsibility is to equip you to do His work and build up the church. So every single one of us has a gift that will help someone else in the body of Christ. But these five special gifts, they do much to equip God's people to do His work and build up the church. So every one of us has a responsibility to build up the church. And when I say the church, I'm not talking about the building, but rather the people who are in the church that make up the body of Christ. Verse 13, this will continue until we all come to unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son, that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Now, by faith, we measure up to the full and complete standard of Christ, but I don't think any of us are there yet, right? We're all trying to get to that place where it says the full and complete standard of Christ. So that those five gifts, now some say that those gifts have ceased, but we can prove that none of those gifts have ceased if we look right at the scripture where it says that right here, this will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. So that's why those five gifts are important, because we are still in need of maturity and measuring up to that full and complete standard. Verse 14. Then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever that they sound like the truth. So why is this still important? Because we've got people all worried about the eclipse. People all worried about anything, the one world government, the new currency, and just all this stuff. That's why it says, listen, you still need teaching. You still need maturing so that you would understand who God is and come up to that full measure of Christ. Amen? Amen. So instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of His body, the church. So then what is the church's work? What is the work that we're all supposed to be doing? We find that in 2 Timothy chapter verse 19 through 26. It says this, but God's truth stands firm like a foundation stone with this inscription. The Lord knows those who are His, and all who belong to the Lord must turn away from evil. In a wealthy home, some utensils are made of gold and silver, and some are made of wood and clay. The expensive utensils are used for special occasions, and the cheap ones are for everyday use. If you keep yourself pure, so there's a call to purity right here. If you keep yourself pure, you will be a special utensil for honorable use. Your life will be clean, and you will be ready for the Master to use you for every good work. Run from anything that stimulates youthful lust. Instead, pursue righteous living, faithfulness, love, and peace. Enjoy the companionship of those who call on the Lord with pure hearts. Again, I say, don't get involved in foolish, ignorant arguments that only start fights. A servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but must be kind to everyone, be able to teach, and be patient with difficult people. I'll say that again. If you belong to Christ, you're a servant of the Lord, and this is how your life must be. Do not quarrel, but be kind to everyone. Be able to teach. So that's why you need to be reading your Bibles, because the Bible here says that you must be able to teach and be patient with difficult people. Gently instruct those who oppose the truth. So those who don't know God, those who live in ignorance, those who don't know the truth, it is our responsibility as a church to gently instruct them because they don't know the truth. Then what? Perhaps God will change those people's hearts and they will learn the truth. Then they will come to their senses and escape from the devil's trap. for they have been held captive by him to do whatever he wants. So what does this mean? All of us know someone that's not saved. All of us have a family member, a neighbor, a coworker, a friend that does not know Jesus Christ. And if you belong to Jesus Christ, you're part of the church, and your work is to gently instruct those who don't know God, that perhaps that he would open their eyes and they would come to the truth and the power of Satan would be broken off of their lives. That's the work of the church. That's what he is calling us to do. That is why it is so very important that we understand this. The Western church has almost become a social club. Just a place where you go on Sundays to sing and say your prayers and feel good about yourself. And then when we leave here, we go do our own thing until next week. But that's not the church Jesus Christ died to create. He died to create a church that would always be active, that we would be his habitation and his holy temple, and we would be his ambassadors out telling the world to come back to God. So 2 years ago, God told me this: the maintenance period of this church is over. It's been about 8 years ago when I stood on this platform with my father, and he passed the baton over to me. And God said, the maintenance period is over. It's time for us to just stop maintaining what we were past 8 years ago. It's time for this church to grow. And when I say it's time for this church to grow, I mean you, the people. Yes, I would love to see every seat filled, but I am more excited about seeing those that are sitting in the seats now filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with love, filled with power, filled with purpose. And that's where we're headed, because the maintenance period is over. Acts chapter 6, verses 1 through 7 say this: but as the believers rapidly multiplied, there were rumblings of discontent. The Greek-speaking believers complained about the Hebrew-speaking believers, saying that their widows were being discriminated against in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 called a meeting. What did they call? They called a meeting of all the believers. They said, we apostles should spend our time teaching the word of God, not running a food program. And so, brothers, select 7 men who are well-respected and are full of the spirit of wisdom. We will give them this responsibility. Then we apostles can spend our time in prayer and teaching the word. Everyone liked this idea, and they chose the following: Stephen, a man of faith and the Holy Spirit; Philip; Prochorus; Nicanor; Timon; Parmenius; and Nicholas of Antioch, an earlier convert to the Jewish faith. These 7 were presented to the apostles, who prayed for them as they laid their hands on them. So God's message continued to spread. The number of believers greatly increased in Jerusalem, and many of the Jewish priests were converted too. So we believe that what God is doing with all these signs in the heaven and the earth is that he's preparing the world for his coming. And we have to know this, that there's a lot of people that don't know him yet, and it's our responsibility to introduce them to Jesus Christ that they might be saved. So if this church were to double in size tomorrow, and it's very possible, this church could double in size tomorrow if every single one of us would find one person that say, God, give me one person I can disciple, one person I can love, one person to bring into the family of new life. If we all just got one person, the church would double in size. But are we ready for that? No. We need more workers. We need more helpers, because the multiplication of people produces a need for the multiplication of help. So, just because that we're called to do something doesn't mean that we can do everything. I can do some things as your pastor, but I can't do everything. Pastor Jim can do some things as your pastor, but we can't do everything. So by faith, we believe that God is about to multiply this church, because he's soon to come and he wants everybody to be saved. So we've got to be ready, and we've got to get some help right now. Church, can you say amen to that? In 2 Samuel chapter 5, 1 through 3, we see a covenant and an anointing happen. And Pastor Jim pointed this out to me last week. It says, then all the tribes of Israel went to David at Hebron and told him, we of your own flesh and blood in the past, when Saul was our king, you were the one who really led the forces of Israel. And the Lord told you, you will be the shepherd of my people Israel. You will be Israel's leader. So there at Hebron, King David made a covenant before the Lord with all the elders of Israel, and they anointed him king of Israel. So when you anoint someone, what you do is you recognize the calling and gifting upon their life, and then you allow them to stand in that place that God has called them to stand. And so now we're going to proceed with our ordination and appointment. The reason I wanted all the kids to be up here and all the teens as well is because this is something that some people might not ever see in their lifetime. When you see a pastor's being anointed, it's no different than when David was anointed for service. So we're going to be anointing some people from among you, people that you've walked with and they've served you, and we're going to position them right now with the grace of God to do the more, to leave that maintenance period that God is calling. So at this time, I'd like to call up Pastor Jim, Elder Melissa, and Elder Eric, please. Can you give them a hand as they come forward at this time? So your own church leaders, we are the elders of the church. Your own church leaders have also had a meeting and found among us those who are well-respected, full of the Spirit and wisdom. We've met with them and prayed for them and with them. They have been found to have the character and gifts needed to serve his church, this church, well, as we look to kingdom expansion. Some of them you know well, and some of them you will get to know. They've all been given a chance to speak to you recently and share their hearts. It may seem overdue for some, but this is the right time, a time such as this. So what does this mean? So many of you call my wife Pastor Brooke, but she has never been officially ordained and recognized by the church. And yes, it's not us that makes her a pastor. It's us that agrees with God that says, you know what? She sure does have that gift of pastor on her life. So we're going to acknowledge her at this time. So everyone that you see called up here, we've thoroughly interviewed them, prayed for them. We've seen them at work and seen their giftings, and they're excited to serve you. And those that are being appointed today, know this. We're not doing you any favors. We're not putting you up high. We're actually pushing you down low so that you might be servants of all those that are here. It's a call to serve, not to be served. I'll say it again. Leadership really is a call to serve, not to be served. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to read one of the ordination certificates. I'm going to give these to the elders. We've all divided up those which we will be going through the ordination process with. So if you want to look at your papers now, you will read that top line. You'll call up the person and then wait for them to get here. You'll read the rest, and then you can just follow the instructions there. So here is what the ordination certificate says. We, the undersigned elders, upon the recommendation of request of the senior pastor and senior associate pastor of New Life Christian Ministries, located at 676 South Elizabeth Street, Lima, Ohio, which had full and sufficient opportunity for judging the God-given gifts, Christian experience, call to ministry, and the views of biblical doctrine, hereby certify that whatever person is standing here was solemnly and publicly set apart and ordained to the work of the gospel ministry by the authority and order of the Council of Elders at New Life Christian Ministries on this 7th day of April, 2024. So this ordination remains in effect as long as the minister is faithful to their call as a servant of Jesus Christ, a faithful partner of this assembly, and abides by the standards set forth by the Council of Elders. All right, so we'll begin with Pastor Jim. I'll give you a microphone.
Amen. Yeah, all right, thank you. Man, what an exciting time. And one thing I just want to say before we start this morning, that I'm asking you to not just be spectators. It'd be easy to sit here and just watch what's going on this morning. But this is an amazing moment, not just for the people that are up here on this stage, but for all of us as a church. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Amen, right? Amen. God's doing something.
Amen. I left out one quick part. I read those gifts in Ephesians, the pastor, the teacher, the apostle, the elder, and the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher. And so what we're recognizing today is that some we've seen those gifts in. So the pastor gift, and that function is to shepherd, to nurture, and lead. We've seen in Brooke Tibbs and Stacy Lewis. Can we give them a hand this morning? Brooke Tibbs and Stacy Lewis. Then the teacher gift, which is the function to instruct and guide in truth, we've seen in Dawn Wall and Angie Dove. Can we give them a hand this morning? The apostle gift, which is the function is to establish, to strengthen, and to promote growth. We've seen that in Beth Bailiff. Can we give her a hand this morning? Then we'll be naming some elders, and their function is to oversee. And that'll be Kyle Wall, Greg Bailiff, and Derek Henry. Can we give them a hand, please? And then finally, we've seen the gifting of deacon, which is the function to faithfully serve, and brothers Pat Dove and Steve Carter. Can we give them a hand this morning? Thank you.
Amen. So today, we don't want you to just sit in these seats and just watching. When we begin to pray, we would love for you to extend your hand and bless these people as we pray over them and recognize them this morning. Can everybody in the church say amen?
Amen.
Amen. So on this day, the 7th day of April, all of us here, the Elder Council at New Life Christian Ministries, not only recognizes, but we affirm the gifts and the call upon the life of Brooke Tibbs. So we're going to ask Brooke to come. And as she comes, can you just welcome her with your amen as a round of applause? All the way up here.
Right up here. And what we're going to be doing is calling up each individual by themselves. And then when we go to lay hands and pray for them, we're going to invite their spouse up as well. So, Brooke, you can stand here and face the congregation.
Get to face your accusers. No. Amen. Amen. So something that we did, Pastor Damien mentioned that we interviewed all these people. We took our time, and this was quite the process. It wasn't just, oh, okay, we're going to do this. So I'm going to read you some of those things right now that we recognized in Brooke. And we've already read these to Brooke privately. But we recognize that you have a great teaching, encouragement, and leadership skills. You are the Lord's sweet and humble vessel, a deep well that is full of faith. You're aware of your identity in Christ. And we believe that we've only seen a small glimpse of what God will do in and through you. You're very divergent when it comes to your giftings, and you're strong in many of them. Can we say amen to that?
Amen.
You're gold tried in fire, and we're in need of your giftings in prophecy, healing, and miracles. You display a passion for leading and empowering children and young adults. You're very prophetic and sensitive to the Holy Spirit with a strong sense of discernment and a heart for worship, and a boldness for holiness and godly standards. So we affirm that we have witnessed the gifts of the prophet, the gift of pastor and teacher that Christ gave in Ephesians 4:11, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying the body of Christ. If you affirm that with us, would you just give us a round, or give her a round of applause and say, we affirm, and lend your amen. Would you just join with us in prayer? Father, I just stand before you humbled and privileged right now. But I thank you for your awesome, mighty servant, God, Brooke Tibbs. God, I thank you for this pastor. I thank you for this prophetic one. I thank you for this teacher, this one that moves in miracles because you move inside of her, God. And so all we're doing right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, is affirming what you've done inside of her. We're not ordaining anything but only the things that we see and we know by the Spirit of the living God. And so God, we say thank you, and let it be so according to your will and your way right now upon this vessel, Father God. And I thank you for the unction that's been there since she was a child. And God, I just call it forth right now in its perfection and its wholeness as you see it in this season that we're walking into right now in the name of Jesus. And any assignment that the enemy would have to come against her, we stand amongst her right now in the name of Jesus. And we say, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. And daughter, we just call you to rise up and walk in the fullness and the giftings that God has called you to do right now in Jesus' name. And let everything that God has called you to do and be so in this place. And this place will only be the place of the starting ground to where you'll be heading. So, Father God, we thank you for this. We recognize all these giftings and ministries inside of her. In Jesus' name, amen. So we officially have all signed this as the Elder Council of New Life Christian Ministries. And so this is what we're going to do. Thank you, Pastor, for keeping us on point. Amen. So we charge you, Brooke Tibbs, right now for you to be strong in the grace in Christ Jesus, to endure hardship as a good soldier like we already know that you have, to be diligent, to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Always work enthusiastically like you already do, for you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. So as the elder council and pastors of New Life Christian Ministries, we recognize these gifts and we honor you right now before the people.
Seventh day of April 2024, the Elder Council at New Life Christian Ministries recognizes and affirms the gift and call upon the life of Stacy Lewis. So, Stacy, could you please come forward at this time? Let's give Stacy a hand. If you'd stand right there, please, and face the crowd. Stacy, we recognize you to have great teaching, encouragement, and leadership skills, a strong desire to share with others what the Holy Spirit has taught you over the years. You walk with and help disciple those the Lord highlights to you, a deep well and very prophetic in your giftings, full of faith, and have shown yourself to be a pillar in this church, mighty prayer warrior with great discernment when it comes to deliverance. You're growing as it relates to the deep calls to deep, truly display the heart of a pastor, very sensitive to the Spirit of God. You discern and see as God leads you. You communicate the heart of God very well through teaching, very merciful towards those hurting and oppressed. We affirm to have witnessed the gifts of the prophet, pastor, and teacher that Christ gave in Ephesians 4 and 11 for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and the edifying of the body of Christ. At this time, we will anoint Stacy and pray for her. Saints of God, if you could just point your hands towards Stacy as we pray over her. So, Father, we anoint Stacy at this time in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you do the work, Lord. May she just surrender herself and submit herself to you and put her full trust in you. Lord, create that moment of I do. When I stood here, God, I remember hearing before my father saying, it's time for you to be the pastor. I said, I don't know how to be a pastor. And the Holy Spirit said, I do. So as we stand and anoint each of these people, God, may they receive the I do from you, God. Continue to bless Stacy in every way. Open up every well, every gift, God, so that she might be a blessing to the people that you've called her to serve and to pastor. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Church, can you say amen? Praise the Lord. So, Stacy, we charge you to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, to endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord, for you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. So we present you with this ordination at this time. God bless you. Let's give Stacy a hand this morning. Yes.
I just want to, I've been here a while. And it's, you go through seasons of becoming weary and well-doing. And I'm just so excited. I want to align myself with Anna, who said, Lord, don't let me die until I see your anointed one. And I want you all to know that God is so ordered. He let me stay here and watch sons and daughters come forth into the calling and ministry that's been placed upon their life by the Lord. And I'm also so excited because in these little ones are apostles and prophets, evangelists, teachers, and preachers in these little ones. And it's tasked with us, no matter our age, to speak into their lives and begin to call them child of the Most High God, children of the King. If you see a gift in your child, call them that. Prophet of God, you are an apostle. Because your giftings are going to be multiplied in your children. And I'm so proud of these sons and daughters that are beginning to embrace who God says they are. And those of us that are inching our ways up into becoming mothers and fathers, I want to encourage us to begin to require them to grow. Because maturity, the maturity of Christ is our goal. And none of us will attain it in this life. But that doesn't mean that we don't press. On this seventh day, which is the day of rest, the day of completion, April 2024, the Elder Council at New Life Christian Ministries recognizes and affirms the gifts and calls of God upon the life of Kyle Wall. Wait for them to come up before continuing. We recognize, Kyle, your gifts of serving, encouragement, giving, kindness, and mercy. You're a caring and loving servant with an incredible gift of giving. You are rapidly growing into an amazing man of God. You display a heart to see the lost saved and reflect the heart of Jesus. The Holy Spirit will teach you to come higher in kingdom leading as he allows you to have a strong gift of helps, a desire to bring men together and to be loved and equipped is in your heart. You've shown good leadership skills over the men's huddle and are hungry to grow in the deep things of God. You are a willing witness to commit to being equipped. We affirm to have witnessed within you the qualifications of an elder outlined in Titus 1, 6 through 9. So, Father, on this day of completion, on this day of completion, Father, on this day of rest, we thank you that by your Holy Spirit, you are going to enable Kyle to press. Father, I thank you that the desires of your heart in his are going to be brought to the fullness and will enable him to rise, Father God, ever upward. As your servant, as your son, Father God, who will become a mature son of God. So, Father, we thank you that his heart beats with yours, that his ears, Father, hear the word of the Lord spoken to them from heaven. I thank you that you are able, Holy Spirit, to bypass this natural mind and cause him to rise up into the mind of the Father. And Father, I thank you that as these hands, Father, are so willing, Lord, to give, that you are going to press down and shake together, Father, those things. Father, that the much more can be placed in the midst of them. And we just declare and decree over Kyle that this will be his portion, that, Father, he cannot be stolen by the enemy, that there's nothing that can come nigh his dwelling place that is not of you. So we bless him in the name of Jesus. We thank you in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, read. Kyle, we charge you to be strong. I get to read this. This is yours. In the grace that is in Christ Jesus, to endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord, for you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. Amen.
And there it went.
Good catch. I'm impressed.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm just so excited. Praise God for this service. I'm just kind of filled up right now. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for each and every one. Praise God, being in the house of prayer. Praise God. The Bible lets us know that our gifts will make room for us. And this is what it's doing right now. Praise God, because we recognize, praise God, the great work, praise God, that's being done in the house of the Lord. Amen. And I'm going to read this. On this day, the seventh day of April 2022, the Elders Council at New Life Christian Ministries recognize and affirms the gifts and call of God upon the life of Dawn Ryan. Praise God. Amen. Let's say amen for her. Give her a hand. Yes, sir. Sister Dawn. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for her. Such a faithful worker. Praise the Lord. We recognize you, your great teaching ability and giving, displaying a mercy and kindness and leadership skills. It's been a joy to watch you, your growth as a servant. Great gifts of discernment, amen, with a caring heart, praise the Lord, that prefers others over herself. Strong prayer warrior with a desire and gift for deliverance. Growing quickly with many gifting that the Holy Spirit will teach to flow within his order and timing. You're sensitive to the Holy Spirit and his directions, merciful and willing to minister to those who are broken, or oppressed. Your endeavor to do things in excellence with a desire to complete tasks according to specifications. We appreciate your willingness to discipline, disciple others, and teach on people. You have a teaching gift and desire to go deep, to discover more, and to share, to educate and empower others. Praise God. Amen. We affirm to have witnesses the gifts of the teacher and prophetic that Christ gave in Ephesians 4:1. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Sure appreciate you so much. Thank you, Pastor. Praise God. Amen. Bless your heart. Let us pray. Praise God. Push your hands toward these Praise God, beautiful couple. Father God in heaven, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for our sister right now. We thank you, Lord, for the work that she have done, Lord, and what she's doing and what she's going to do. We thank you, Lord, for her giftings, Lord, for you said in your word, Lord, that your gifts will make room for you. And we thank you, Lord, for how she's such a great worker, Lord. Oh, we pray that you continue to bless her, Lord. Bless her in all her endeavors, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you continue to send that anointing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And use her for your glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you for our Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus, doing such a great job in the vineyard. And we thank and praise you for that right now, Lord. We pray that you bless, Lord. Bless this couple, Lord. Bless them in a special way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless them, Lord, to endeavor to keep the unity of the spirit and the bonds of peace. Now we pray that you continue to bless our Lord. Lead them and guide them in the way that you'd have them to go. Not their wills, but thine will be done. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Amen. We charge you to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Be diligent to present yourselves approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, always working enthusiastically for the Lord, for you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. God bless your heart. Praise the, let's give a hand. Praise the Lord. Bless you. Love you, sis. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Well, again, we're excited as the Elder Council on this day of New Life Christian Ministries to recognize and affirm the gifts and the call of God upon our brother Greg Bailiff. So, Greg, would you come now? Amen. Well, Greg, we recognize your gift to teach and to serve the body of Christ. You're genuine, you're a prayer warrior, and you're a mighty man of God. A wealth of wisdom with gifts still to be discovered. And you're growing and maturing, and you're hearing more and more from God. The Holy Spirit is raising you up today. You're very supportive of others and very compassionate. And you display a heart to serve and a willingness to learn. You're a great encourager. You utilize your expertise to help with problems around the church with a good heart and expecting nothing in return. You help hold up the arms of others to strengthen them in their service to God, and you're a great example of a family man to the body of Christ. And we affirm, the Elder Council, that we've witnessed these things within you and the qualifications of an elder as outlined in Titus 1, 6 through 9. Going to wait on your lovely bride to come up here. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I just thank you for this precious brother. Lord, and we do recognize all the gifts, Father God, that you've called and placed upon his life, God. This isn't anything that man has done, but this is what you've done and what you've done inside and through this brother. We simply put our eyes and we lend our yes and our amen to the service that he's about to bring and move forth at New Life Christian Ministries, God. And I thank you that you're awakening even a greater boldness to those things that you've called him to do, God. He's such a quiet soul, but I thank you by the Spirit of God, there's a lion that is coming forth in the name of Jesus to come forth in this season here at New Life Christian Ministries. So, Greg, we recognize the things that God's already done in your life. And we lend our amen to the amen of the congregation and just say, let it be so according to his ways and his will in Jesus' name. Amen. So, Greg, we charge you now to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And just as the others, to endure in hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Be diligent, brother, to present yourself approved to God. A worker who does not need to be ashamed, amen, rightly dividing the word of truth, and always work enthusiastically for the Lord, for you know that nothing that you do for the Lord is ever useless. Can we say amen?
Love you. Appreciate you.
All right. On this seventh day of April 2024, the Elder Council at New Life Christian Ministries recognizes and affirms the gifts and call of God upon the life of Beth Bailiff. Can we give her a hand as she comes up at this time? Sister Beth, we recognize your great teaching, encouragement, and leadership skills. You're humble, full of the word, and have the ability to teach and share. A seasoned woman of God with a desire for his deep things. A God chaser who has intimacy with God and demonstrates becoming like Christ, like a mature son with an apostolic gifting. An excellent spirit of service and displays excellence in all that you do. You desire clarity concerning assignments and complete them in a timely manner. Always willing to share your knowledge in a graceful manner, empowering those around you, sensitive to the Holy Spirit with a desire to please God above all else. You're an excellent builder and sustainer of what you undertake, very faithful in every way, and you hold up the arms of those around you. Excellent discernment and wisdom in the word and ways of God. Self-starter who can be trusted to maintain and grow what you're given charge over. We affirm to have witnessed the gifts of the teacher, prophet, and apostle that Christ gave in Ephesians 4:11 for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. At this time, we will anoint and pray for you. Greg, you're welcome to come and stand beside her. If you could open that for me, please. All right, church, stretch your hands towards Beth, please. Father, we thank you for all that are being anointed today and those to come. So, Father, soon it can be someone else's turn up here, God. But right now, Father God, we highlight Beth, your daughter that you sent for such a time as this. And God, we ask that all the giftings that lie within her would be stirred up for such a time as this so that we might become more like you. Make her sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Fill her with compassion, God. Allow all the leadership skills and abilities that you have given her, God, to be used for your great glory. Keep her in perfect health. Keep her in strength, God, as she endeavors to please you and hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So at this time, we charge you to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, to endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord, for you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. Can we give Beth a hand this morning? God bless you.
On the seventh day of April, 2024, the Elder Council at New Life Christian Ministries recognizes and affirms the gifts and call of God upon the life of Pat Duff. Sometimes we don't understand why we have to wait so long to be affirmed by what we know God has called us to. This is a stepping stone, Pat. Sometimes the body of Christ is blind but we recognize you, mighty man of God. That's not written down. Pat serves well on the praise team and worships, is very passionate about his ministry, and not just that ministry, but all of them. He displays a genuine love for the Lord and is growing in confidence and the ability to take the lead. Pat, you're very kind and humble. You have displayed gifts of serving, encouragement, and kindness. You're a man of fervent and effectual prayer, and you possess the special gift to stand in faith and believe God for hard things. You're very humble. You're a willing servant who is a pleasure to serve with. We affirm to have witnessed within you the qualifications of a deacon outlined in 1 Timothy 3, 8 through 12. Thank you. So, Father, we thank you for this son that you sent. Father, we thank you for every trial that he's passed through. And Father, even as David was anointed three times, Father, this is his first anointing. So Pat, we anoint you into what God has called you fully. Because Father, you called him to be a king and a priest. You called him to stand before men and rule. And so, Father, as he takes this position of serving, Father, we thank you that you're going to teach him well how to rise up, even as David gathered an army around about him. Father, you're going to teach him well how to go forth in everything that you've called him to become. Father, I thank you that as he is, Father God, your son, he also shall be your son. Father, we thank you for the maturity that you are raising him up in. Father, that he is finding out whose footsteps he walks in, the footsteps of his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Father, we declare and decree over Pat that he will go forward, that the past will no longer be able to drag him backwards, that he will begin to appropriate his past to propel him into his future in you. Father God, that has been used by the enemy to stomp him down, Father God, he will pick up and he will use as a weapon of warfare in the days to come. And so, Father, we declare over Pat that he is a mighty man of God, that he has always been a mighty man of God. He was birthed a mighty man of God, and he will yet be a mighty warrior in your kingdom. And so, Father, we thank you for the honor that you've placed him in the midst of us, Father God, to watch you cause him to become who you've sent him to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Pat, we charge you to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, to endure hardship as you already know how to, as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord, for you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. Amen.
In the church, say praise the Lord. Amen. Truly, we are definitely excited. My glasses got crooked. Praise God. I'm just so excited. Praise God. Amen. For the service. Thank you, Lord, for the mighty men and women of God. Praise God. Amen. We're going to read as follow. On this, the seventh day of April 2024, the Elder Council at New Life Christian Ministries recognizes and affirms the gifts and call of God upon the life of Angie Dove. Praise the Lord. Let's give him a hand. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I call her teacher, teacher. Praise God. Mighty woman of God. We recognize your knowledge of the word and your ability to teach. You display the gifts of prophecy, leadership, words of wisdom, words of knowledge, and faith. You have a spirit of excellence in all that you endeavor, possessing a willingness to not only learn, but an ability to teach others information and bring them to excellence. A love for the word and revelation, and a very strong and encouraging worshiper who also leads and teaches others the importance of worship. Passionate about prayer and intercession, it's been encouraging to watch you blossom in this body of believers. The Holy Spirit has grown your gifts in prophecy, teaching, wisdom, prayer, mentoring. You display a huge heart for God, a love of his presence, and you encourage others to come up. A great teacher with an incredible ability to dig into the word, find riches, and make it plain. When you put your hands to the plow, you plow well. Praise God. I affirm to have witnessed the gifts of the teachers, prophets, and apostles that Christ gave in Ephesians 4:11 for the perfecting of the saints, for the works of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ. Praise God. God bless your heart. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor. Mighty woman of God. Let us pray. Praise God. Bless your heart. I want to mess your hair up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. We appreciate y'all so much. Father God in heaven, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you continue to bless our sister in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, Lord, if any man or woman lack wisdom of God, let him ask of God. And Lord, I thank you for it. She's been asking. She has a lot of wisdom, Lord, and a lot of knowledge that she's been such a great blessing to the church. We pray that you continue to bless them both, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And bless them, Lord, to endeavor to keep the unity of the spirit and the bonds of peace. We pray that you continue to bless her, lead her, and guide her in the way that you'd have her to go, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank and praise you for her, Lord. We pray that you continue to anoint her, Lord, for your service and for your glory in the name of Jesus. We pray that you continue to bless them and lead them and guide them, Lord, in the way that you'd have them to go. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Can I say something
before you do that? Amen. Thank you, Father. Just keep praying with us, will you? This is a new season for both of you, but Angie, this is what I just feel like the word of the Lord is just saying to you right now in this moment and wants to say it before the people that you've been in a box for quite some time. And it's a box that others have built, but it's also a box that you helped build. But God is declaring today that that box is being shattered. But the thing is in that shattering, you're going to have to teach your feet to walk a new way because the box has become comfortable. But God says, if you're willing to walk in it, there's a new anointing that'll be fill your feet all the way to the top of your head. There's a new anointing coming when you step outside of that box. And though you think that people may not respect you, they may not appreciate what you have or all those things, when you walk outside of the box, none of those things will matter any longer, says the Lord. And this is what I saw. There was an experiment supposedly done a long time ago that they put a chain link fence around a playground. Ironic. Children and playground, but they put a chain link fence around a playground and those kids were contained inside and they would always go up to the fence. And one day they tore the fence down and they told the kids, you can go wherever you want, but they always stopped where the chain used to be. And the Lord is declaring, there's no more fence and you will no longer remember the box that once held you in the name of Jesus. So Father, we just join our amen to everything that's been said right now and say, let it be so according to Jesus' name. Amen.
Man, let us say man again. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. We charge you to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Be diligent to present yourselves approved to God. A workman does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. always working enthusiastically for the Lord, Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for that. Great servant of the Lord and not people. Because I've heard you, praise God, stand up for what is right in the Lord. Hallelujah. I appreciate that. For you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. We thank God for you. Praise God. We thank the Lord for you. Praise God. Bless your heart. Let's say amen for her. Praise the Lord. Bless your heart. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Two more.
Teacher. Is it my turn? All right, then. What day is it today? Sunday, April 7th. We said it 100 times. I just want to make sure you're paying attention. So on this 7th day of April, 2024, the Elder Council at New Life Christian Ministries recognizes and affirms the gifts and the call of God upon the life of Steve Carter. Can we give Steve a hand? We're not supposed to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway, so I'm sorry, Pastor. But how many of you ever saw Steve serving? A bunch of you haven't seen him. You know why? Here's the cool thing about Steve. Is he don't care, and he does it behind the scenes, and he does the hard things, like lifting heavy stuff and just willingness to serve and out of gratitude. He's like, come to me and say, thank me. I'm like, what are you thanking me for? You're the one that just lifted that 100-pound speaker into the trailer. Amen. So Steve, let me read this before the people to you. Steve is always in a position to help as he assists with the repairs around the church, and he drives the van when needed to pick up people. He serves as a greeter and helps with security as well. He's been faithful for over the years, and he honors God's word. He's a very bold witness and invites and encourages many people to come to church. He's a loyal son in the care of his mother and those that he finds in need. He's soft-spoken and mild-mannered, but he's still a servant and a protector, and he's a pleasure to be around. He's very faithful to Matthew 25 Kitchen and the Compel Ministry as well, always asking how he can serve and willing to take the initiative to get things done. He's displayed the spiritual gifts of serving, encouragement, giving, mercy, and words of knowledge. He's a great encourager and very supportive, always willing to serve in different capacity. He loves people with a desire to see them thrive. So we affirm that we've witnessed these things within you and these qualifications of a deacon, as outlined in 1 Timothy 3:8 through 12. Amen. Would you lift your hands right now and stretch them out to Steve? So Father God, we just thank you for our brother right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the things that you've already done inside of them and who you've made this mighty man of God to be. Lord, and though we said with our own words that he's soft-spoken and mild-mannered, I thank you for just a deepening right now and a boldness as a lion, God, to go even deeper and farther in the things of God right now. Lord, we thank you for his willingness to do whatever. Even the hard things, the things that maybe a lot of people don't do, that's the heart of a servant and somebody that was willing to do whatever it takes just to serve you, Lord. So, Father, we thank you for that inside of him right now and the anointing to be a mighty witness of the gospel of Jesus Christ amongst us here at New Life Christian Ministries and when he's out in the streets, Father God. So we say, let it be so according to your way and your will. In Jesus' name, amen. So now let me read this to you, brother. That we charge you to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus and to endure hardship as a good soldier. Be diligent and present yourself approved to God, brother. A worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord like you do, for you know that everything that you do for the Lord is never useless. Can we lend our amen to him this morning? Amen. God, present that to you. We love you, brother.
Okay, last but not least, on this, the 7th day of April, 2024, the Elder Council at New Life Christian Ministries recognizes and affirms the gifts and call upon the life of Derek Henry. Can we give him a hand as he comes forward at this time? Brother Derek, we recognize your ability to teach, serve, and be an encouragement to the body of Christ. You're a servant that will always help when able. We have experienced your gifts with finances, music, and for serving those in need. Thanks to both you and your wife, Deborah, for your faithful service to the Matthew 25 kitchen. You're very strong in the gift of gifts of helps with a passion for discipleship and helping the poor. You display a bold faith and are passionate about helping others grow in Christ. We affirm to have witnessed within you the qualifications of an elder outlined in Titus chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. We'll invite Deb up now as we pray for you. All right, church, if you can stretch your hands towards Derek and his wife. Lord, we anoint this couple and we thank you, God, for the love that you have given them and for how far you've brought them. We thank you that although the enemy, God, has often come in like a flood, that you've raised up a standard against him. We thank you that no weapon that is formed against this couple will ever prosper. May they be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Stir up the gifts that lie within them, God. May everything that looked impossible before seem as possible as ever as they look through the eyes of faith. Lord, we thank you for this elder. We thank you for his wife, God. We thank you for allowing us to leave the maintenance mode and fully extend ourselves in faith into the kingdom of God so that this church may grow and be the bride of Christ that you desire us to be. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, brother. God bless you. All right. At this time, we'll invite up all those who were ordained today to the platform. Let's give them a hand as they come. Elders, you can come down here. So very thankful for these servants, and they are positioning themselves to serve you better. And actually want to present them also as our first partners. Now, we're not a church of members. We don't have members. We've got partners. And these are our first partners. And we're about to open up the door to more partnership at this church, right? The name of this church is called New Life Christian Ministries with an S on the end, not ministry with a Y on the end. I can't do it by myself. And now they have positioned themselves to serve you in a greater way. Church, can you stand as we honor them and we're going to pray over them? I'm going to ask our current serving deacons to come. So Deacon Selden, if you could come join them. Sister Sopo, if you could come up also and join them up on the stage. And we're going to just pray over them. Elders, you can go back now and pray over them. Church, we're going to just pray over them. Pastor Jim, Elder, you can go up. Yep, go up. And we're going to pray over them. And then we're going to dismiss. And immediately following our dismissal, we've got some snacks and refreshments downstairs so that you guys can mingle and congratulate them downstairs. So please, please go downstairs after we dismiss and enjoy that fellowship. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for this moment, God. We thank you for this brand new year on the Jewish calendar that we're coming upon, God. We thank you, God, for a new season and a new day, Lord. Lord, I thank you, God, for the wisdom to not even try to do it by myself. Thank you for breaking us out of maintenance mode, God. Thank you for helping us to become a church that helps each other grow, that covers each other, God, and uses our gift, God, that we might all be that bride of Christ that you long for us to be. Father, we invite these people to go low, to serve the people, to love the people, to encourage the people, and to esteem them higher than they even esteem themselves, God. I pray that your anointing will be upon each of them, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Use them for your glory. For Lord, we know that you are soon to come and there's much work to do. So their job is to help us all get ready for the coming of Jesus Christ, to empower us, God, to make us know what to say and to tell people about the coming of the Lord, that we might have a new boldness. Father, I thank you for a new birth, a new day of this ministry. May New Life Christian Ministries be the ministry in which you are calling us to be. So, Lord, we love you. I pray blessing over all that have gathered today. I thank you for more partners coming in, God. I thank you for more ministries being equipped, Lord, to do the work of the church in which you've called us to do. Now, Father, as we go forward to build the pathway of purpose so that as a person comes into this ministry, as a new believer, they're taken through the process of salvation and baptism and discovering their gifts and discipleship and all those things, that pathway to purpose, God. Help Beth and myself as we pray and endeavor to build that, God, so that we might be able to enjoy those that stand before you as they hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Father, thank you for everyone that prayed for these people along the way. Thank you for their parents, God. Thank you, Father God, for spiritual, Father, coverings, God, that you've allowed to be in position for these people as they stand here today. And God, I pray for those, God, that are watching. I pray in Jesus' name that this would stir something up in them, that they might say, "God, what am I? What are you calling me to be? What is the gifting that you have given me?" And I tell you this, church, just begin to position yourself to serve. When you position yourself to serve, that's when your gift comes out, and that's when it can be recognized for the call that God is upon your life, and that appointment can also come. So may we all begin to say, "God, what is the purpose that you've called me to walk in?" So Lord, we honor you, we love you, and we bless you for this day. And we pray a blessing over the food downstairs, God, as we begin to fellowship. In Jesus' name, amen.